Now, back to Justin Akre and Pat Bradley.
And Wally Hall and Matty T. Thanks for tuning in. Final segment with Wally before we let him get out of here. Ozzie Smith apparently has been pounding too many Budweisers. He has an idea, or at least he's the front man. He is to Budweiser as Brett Bielema is to Nick Saban, the mouthpiece.
Free publicity for Budweiser is all this is.
Well, that's fine. I don't drink Bud Heavy anyway, and I'm not a Cardinals fan, so I don't care. I don't like this idea, but I understand that it's not the worst idea. Ozzie Smith wants Major League Baseball's opening day to be a national holiday. Petition was launched Tuesday at whitehouse.gov and requires 100,000. Hopefully that website works better than the healthcare one does. Whitehouse.gov requires 100,000 signatures within 30 days for it to advance to administration review and get a response from the White House. Opening day should be a holiday, he says. Let's make it official. I can do without it. Here's some things that I would be okay with making a national holiday. And here's a list that was compiled by, I think this is from Athlon Sports. And I like a few of these. I don't love all of them. But these are really, in my house, these are basically de facto national holidays. I don't work as long a day typically when these are on. I sit at home. I don't like to be bothered. Normally during holidays, you want to spend time with your family, not during these holidays. Not unless your kids or your wife want to watch them with you. I'm trying to find some. It's not a top 10, but I'm gonna go ahead and use the top 10 music anyway. It's more like a top 7. All right? Tell me if you think this would be good.
Top 7.
Random baseball game in your home city. So, like, say, July 16th. Yeah, Preggers. July 16th. Don't look at me. July 16th. Boston Red Sox. Holiday.
Just random.
Random. In your city.
That, you know how much fun that would be?
It would be fun.
Just a random day off. Everyone go to the ballpark. I'm in, fine. July 16th.
Except not everybody can go, especially in a major city.
All right.
When they start playing Major League Baseball in tiny towns, it's fine.
I'll tell you what, that would boost the economy.
There's a movie about random day off.
What's it called?
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
I like that. That's
good. And went to a baseball game.
Number 6 on this list, Wimbledon's second Monday. That seems to be a bit of a reach for folks.
What time of the year is that?
But I will say that's the only time I watch tennis is during Wimbledon. I don't watch during the Australia and the U.S.
I love the U.S.
I like the French okay, too. I like the French because it's on clay.
Oui, oui, huh?
Oui.
I'm a U.S. Open guy.
I don't like hardcore tennis on TV. I don't know why. The best day of the tennis year comes on the second Monday of Wimbledon when all 16 matches in the men's and women's fourth round are played on the same afternoon. And you get a little strawberries and cream on the side. And a little spot of tea. Oh, yes, a spot of tea. Anytime is a good time for a spot of tea. Number 5 on the list, National Signing Day. It's certainly a holiday around here. We shut down the whole world.
It'd be a southern holiday anyway. Yeah,
no doubt. I'm not a fan of shutting down the nation. We give those kids enough attention. Number 4 on this list, this is the dumbest idea on the entire list. Any day of the Olympics. The Olympics go for like 2 weeks. I'm against it. I don't want to shut down for...
Most of your favorite events are at night, aren't they?
Yes.
The 100, 200.
Well, most of the time they're in the middle of the night, especially when they play it in Russia or China or somewhere we don't...
They must have been talking about the Summer Olympics.
Luckily, in the Summer Olympics, it's going to be close to our same time zone. So it'll be, you can watch it, a lot more events live.
Yeah.
I can't watch a tape delay thing and enjoy it.
There were a few things I could.
Like?
Snowboarding.
Yeah. I'll enjoy it just as little on tape delay as I would live, admittedly. I don't like it at all. It's not my thing.
I liked it.
I'm a ski guy. All right, number three on the list, American World Cup Games. I wish the United States was as behind soccer as they will tell you anecdotally it is. Oh, it's huge! Fastest growing sport in America! It's amazing how much people love soccer.
Not even close.
I have come around on the World Cup. I tell you this, I got engrossed in it last time around, but I don't know about shutting down the country over it.
Go to a junior high football game in Little Rock. There'll be 300 people there. Go to a junior high soccer match, and it's only parents.
Number 2 on the list, the first 2 days, the Masters. Again, the Masters to me is the same as Wimbledon. It's the most hoity-toity, pinky-out, drinking tea, strawberries and cream event in all of American athletics. It is to American athletics as Wimbledon is to world tennis.
Well, before they give it a day off, can we work on just getting it broadcast from start to finish?
I agree.
Like, I mean, can we get that one
they
done?
They act as
Why?
Though it is the greatest impossibility in the history of the world. As though you couldn't have 2 8-hour crews come in and, hey, Bob, hey, Biff, take over my camera. Okay, thanks, Biff. Director switch chairs. Cameramen switch chairs. Even announcers can switch chairs. Do you care who's calling that 17-foot putt? I don't care if they don't talk at all. Just give me the Tweety Birds and the clip-clop of people walking over the bridges. Is that Hogan's Bridge? I can tell by the sound of it.
Think about it, though.
I'm with you. Here's one I think you'll agree with.
Know.
Yeah, I'm with you, though. I would love to see 24-7 on all the majors.
What else is playing on TBS? TNT.
Reruns of Law & Order. Reruns of Law & Order.
And
that's
King of Queens.
Yeah. I do like Ice-T. Ice-T's a great actor.
Modern Family.
I don't watch that.
Yeah, Modern Family.
Good show.
Yeah, so they say. And then last but not least, first 2 days of the NCAA tournament. I would be totally fine with shutting down America, at least on the Friday. So that way, Thursday night, I can stay up late. Yeah. And then on Friday, I don't have to go to work, and I can watch games all day.
It's practically a day off anyway. People are watching on their computers.
Thank you, Wally. Look, the two least productivity days in America have got to be one of those 2 days there and then the Super Bowl Monday when everybody's hungover or tired.
I've always wanted to be in Vegas for the first 2 days.
I agree.
It's nuts.
I, for the first time, because of a convention the way it falls, am going to be in Vegas for the Final Four Saturday for the first time ever. Now, I have been out there not for the first weekend, but the second weekend before, and it is a ton of fun.
But you're going to Caesar's Book, and you got every game on.
Yeah. I've been there, and it's like 20 guys deep.
The problem
is, on every shot.
Yeah.
That's the problem. It is great, but it isn't great because it's become too popular to go to Vegas during the tournament, and so you can't get a seat in the book. You can't get the normal treatment you would get in a book. This will be better. I think going Final Four weekend is great because guess what? You got big-time horse racing going on all over the country, and you got a couple of big Final Four games to bet on. Got some maybe some early baseball.
You bet whatever you want, buddy.
I'm all about it.
Firing some NBA.
Where
you know
were
what you,
you the night he rolled the dice for almost 40 minutes?
Who, him?
It was in the afternoon. He was still in bed.
This guy?
Yeah.
Oh, once he gets on the dice, forget about it. He's
I made
nuts.
Some guys $6,000. I'm still waiting on my tip. The other one that we did mention
you
is...
You did say, where's my love?
Yeah. The guy next to me made a bunch of money, too. Didn't give me any love.
The guy next to me made a bunch. He was down to $15 and walked out with about $3,000 because of you.
Idiots.
I may give you $50, put on the Patriots doing the Super Bowl. Get in early.
I got an idea.
Get in early.
Why don't we do a cool thing where we set $50 on fire? It'd be way better.
They're going to win.
Okay. Speaking of, and maybe you know this, Wally, I don't know how to do this because I've never done it. I can ask Jeff Taylor tomorrow. How do you make a futures bet on the Kentucky Derby? Where do you do that?